I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about, are black people the front door to everyone else's freedoms but our own? It was very interesting. I got a couple of text messages from people that were kind of feeling the same way, probably not able to put it together in the same way that I did, but they felt appreciative that I was able to, you know, put it out there for food for thought. So let me tell you where you can find me. You can find me at podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. You can also find me on Twitter at We Ain't Scared and at Ferocious Talk. Get over to ferociousforflint.com. Flint, unfortunately, is in an intentional man-made disaster where they will not have clean water, haven't had it for 3 years, and won't have it until 2020. So we're talking about 5-6 years before clean water starts to run through the city. But it is a 50-year endeavor to get them that clean water. So we went on a national tour to raise money for water filters, and we will constantly keep them on our minds. And going into 2018, we have some other things that we're planning for Flint. So let's turn the page here. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Please, Black Lives Matter. If you cannot support or get behind Black Lives Matter, especially if you're black, there's a problem. The only thing they've ever said is Black Lives Matters. Not sure why that's so hard. Babies' lives matter. Puppies' lives matter. Okay? And nobody has a problem with that. So Black Lives Matter. Please keep doing what you're doing. And something else, this particular podcast, it's Saturday. I'm a little more relaxed, I'm a little chill. Got some, you know, some Starbucks here. So I'll probably be taking a sip of it from time to time. I know it's not, in terms of etiquette, it's not the best, but it's my show. So I can do what I want. So something else that kind of came up, and I'll get to the topic of today's show, but free Bill Cosby. Hire Kathy Griffin. I've been in some Facebook exchanges this past week, like most, about Bill Cosby's trial or retrial or stupid trial to begin with, about women that claimed he assaulted them. And I mean, the reality is, my opinion is, he didn't rape anybody. You just had a bunch of women that were trying to use this man for his money and his fame, and then they wound up getting used. That's my opinion. All right, that's my truth. And we just need to move on. There are more important things in the world. Yes, it's racist, in my opinion. And it's all about, yeah, this black man taking advantage of a bunch of white women. Now, I said it. All right, let's turn the page. Hire Kathy Griffin. Give her a job. All right, give her a job. She'll be back. And all right, so let's jump into today's podcast. And it is, do white men ever do anything wrong? Do white men ever do anything wrong? And let me tell you where this sort of started, the genesis of this particular podcast. I was reading online about Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, and his effort to introduce a law stating that inner city Chicago teens, high school teens, if they did not have a concrete plan of action after the 12th grade, like college or the military or something, that he was going to withhold their diplomas, which is absolutely asinine. Okay, again, you have this white man trying to dictate, because they never say, it never comes out that they're targeting black students, right? But it's Chicago, right? And a lot of the issues, unfortunately, in Chicago are in poor black areas. And so he's trying to force some type of his will about you're going to get a job, you're going to go to school, you're going to go to the military. We're going to make sure that you guys get out and that you're living productive life. Look, that's not the answer. If I work for something, if I earn my diploma, you give it to me. It's mine. It's not yours. So again, it's another attempt by a white man to try to force poor black people to do what they want us to do, as if white men are perfect. And so this is going to be a podcast today about, to keep it simple, white men versus black men. Because in the end, 400 years ago, that's exactly what it was. Black men were fighting white men that were trying to enslave them in Africa. During the Middle Passage, black men were fighting white men to stay alive. During slavery, black men were fighting white men for our freedom. Civil rights, black men were fighting white men for our freedoms. Jim Crow. 2017, black men are fighting white men not to die at the hands of law enforcement. So, because I'm a black man, everything on this is about black men. And our nemesis in America are white men. Now, some people might hear that and say, I can't believe you're always making this about race. And it's a no, white men made this about race over 400 years ago. I'm just the victim of it. So I didn't start it. Black men didn't start it. We're just responding. So, you know, keep it straight. So if you're a white man and you're listening to this podcast, your ancestors started this and you are benefiting from what they started. The same way as a black man, my ancestors suffered as a result of it. And here I am suffering from the negative side effects of what your ancestors perpetrated. So whether you did it or not, or whether you were there or not, it's not the point. You're benefiting. And the fact that you're not standing up and calling it what it is, racism, is a problem. And I'm going to be, I don't care if I'm the last person on earth out of 6 billion people screaming and yelling it, I'm going to keep doing it. That's my responsibility. That's the least I could do. As I take a sip. Okay, so let's jump into today's topic. Again, do white men ever do anything wrong? Now, this honestly, and I'm reading my notes here, this started off as somewhat of a joke in my mind, but then it quickly escalated into a serious question. America, with three Ks, is controlled and dominated by the white Anglo-Saxon European white male. They usually are in charge of the media and corporate America. The film business usually has a white male lead that, for whatever reason, even when he's killing hundreds of people, there's usually a built-in justifiable reason, even if it's not really a good reason, other than the fact that they needed a reason to shoot and blow up things in a movie. From as far back as Westerns, white men had to kill the savage Indians to protect the white population or white women. White men had to enslave black people, okay, sarcasm here, because how could a bunch of black people who've been living undisturbed for thousands of years in Africa possibly continue to be self-sufficient and build those pyramids and those economies the way that they have? Oh, we have to help them, even though we're 300 years behind them. You know, I really tried to think of a list of anything where white men are self-reflective about their shortcomings. Well, I just had a funny thought about that, but I'll keep going. And faults. And I could not find anything. As a matter of fact, I don't even know of one white man to this day that will readily admit that they are ever wrong about anything. They usually make excuses, right? They'll justify or explain away their behavior in some clever semantical way. Semantics is always the go-to. We'll just split hairs here, right? I'm not going to acknowledge guilt, and I have to save my face, right? They never, and I mean never, ever, ever, ever say to anyone, you know what? You're right, and I'm wrong. They never say that. I've never heard a white man say that to me my entire life or to any black person or anybody. I've never heard a white man say, you know what? You're right and I'm wrong. And leave it at that and not say, you're right and I'm wrong, but to try to save their ego. They never say it. It's just egotistical and self-centered and privileged, but they want us to do it, right? They want us crying on TV. They want us broken. But anyway, let me continue. Okay, so anyway, they're self-centered and privileged that even when they are wrong, they somehow believe that they're right by the simple fact that they are white. It's a real sickness, but those same white men can create an endless list of what black people are doing wrong and need to change. Now check this, and you could probably add to this list, but this was just, you know, something just straight off the top. What do they tell black people? Stay in school. Stop having babies out of wedlock. Don't get arrested and go to jail. Don't buy guns. Don't drink. Don't do drugs, Ronald Reagan. Don't have sex with little boys, Catholic Church. Just recently broke up just a quick segue. They just broke up, the Vatican police recently broke up a drug-fueled gay orgy at the Vatican, recently. At the Vatican, white men, white perverted men. All right, let me continue. Don't steal. Love that one. Don't steal, follow the law. You need to be law-abiding. Oh, but the United States government left this country, stole millions of Africans, came back, stole labor, didn't want to pay reparations, stole lives, but you want to tell the same black people, don't steal. Give me a freaking break. It's do as I say, not as I do when you're a white man in America. And I'm certain, again, you can add your own information or list, right, to that one. But to continue, because white men in America break every rule they ever create. That's the irony of it. You have white men creating laws, legislation, and all they do is break the rules, the laws that they create. You know, I saw a funny caption on CNN, and just another quick segue, Mike Pence, the current VP, he was at NASA. And there was a piece of metal that they fixed to a spaceship or rocket. And it had a sign on it, plainly, do not touch. He touched it, put his hand on it. And he said, Mark Rubio dared me to do it, right? Mark Rubio dared me to do it. Passing the blame, no accountability, don't want to follow the rules. Anybody else, I can imagine if Obama was at NASA and he put his hands on a piece of metal that was supposed to be affixed to a space shuttle of some sort. White America would lose their mind. Oh my God, he's just poisoning the entire space program. The shuttle's gonna crash because of him. He touched it, oh no. But Mike Pence gets a pass. And then, see, this is what NASA did. And I'll get back to this, but it's still on point. White men, right? Never doing anything wrong. NASA's response was, oh, it's not a big deal. We clean those all the time. We'll just clean it like we normally do. Then why put the sign on, do not touch? If you normally clean it, what would it matter if people touch it? It was a lie. NASA, which is funded by the federal government, just didn't want to get into a war with the White House. So their press people spun it. And, oh, no big deal. No big deal. Yes, it was a big deal. It says don't touch. There's a reason. It's not. It affects things in the metal, the oils in your hands. It affects it. Again, white men feeling like they can never do anything wrong. Continuing. All right, so again, to go back to breaking every rule that they create. As a matter of fact, they look at you like you're crazy for holding them accountable to the very laws that they created. It's hilarious. They do. They look at you like, what's wrong with you? How dare you hold me, my feet to the fire, about something that I said people shouldn't do? All right. Now, the hypocrisy is only rivaled by the arrogance that supports it. And this is why I have no problem calling them out on it, because of their own arrogance and ego. Right? What do I got to lose? I have nothing to lose. Nothing at all. I don't have any close white male friends. I don't expect that I ever will. And I'm going to be honest with you about this. The reason why I don't have white male friends is because they can't handle the conversation of accountability. They can't handle it. Because ultimately what's going to happen is they're going to get into a conversation with me about racism in America, and they're either going to do one of two things. They're going to accept their role in it, right? Knowingly or unknowingly, and they're going to say, you know what? You're right. It's a problem, and white men in America have caused it, and they continue to foster it. Or they're going to make excuses, and they're going to say the usual, it wasn't me. I wasn't there, right? Which is not solving the issue. Nobody's blaming you, but you can help make it better. Nobody's blaming you, but you can help change it because you are part of that group. And because of that, and because they can't handle it, they'd rather just avoid it altogether, which doesn't help anything. It's an unmitigated gall that some of them have that they're above reproach, and it's toxic. Nobody is above reproach. Again, I guarantee that my white male listeners that listen in secret have never told any of their black associates, neighbors, friends, or whatever, that they, white men, were ever wrong about a particular topic, ever. It's almost like they have an allergy to admitting guilt or wrongdoing. But everybody else, mind you, has to readily admit it, right? Or we're stoned to death. This egocentric reluctance to admit when they have offended or done something wrong goes to the core of America with three Ks. As it relates to white men's reluctance to admit they did something wrong. Like, let's see, by enslaving millions of black people for 400 years. But let a black man rape a white woman, and oh, hell no. That black man has to not only cry remorsefully on TV, okay, but he's given two life sentences plus 1,000 years. Two life sentences plus 1,000 years. So after you die, come back, die again, come back, I'm going to give you another 1,000 years. Absurd. But white men, Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, he can rape her for years as her slave master and produce many offspring. And he's hailed as a national hero. Yeah. Hell, even white men today can rape and only get 6 hours in jail, a hamburger, a massage, a box of condoms, fruit roll-ups, and a Slurpee while they're waiting for their Uber and a police escort to take them back home. And then a judge will write them a letter of sympathy. Sorry, we had to put you through that, man. I apologize for that. Really? And the victim gets nothing. It's a mental illness, and it permeates nearly every facet of American society, so much so that it takes on a superiority, a false superiority complex, right? Or, I know what's better for you than you. Newsflash, not true. Now, some people may hear my podcast and conclude that my position, that it's an us, black men, against them, white men. Again, newsflash, it has always been an us against them. since they brought us here against our will over 400 years ago. We didn't come over on the middle passage playing patty cake, saying, man, I can't wait till we get to America. Man, that's work. Ooh, man, I can't wait to work for nothing. 6 days a week, sun up to sundown. We were fighting. But just because it's in, let me repeat that. But just because it is an us against them does not mean that I cannot use you to make money in the same way that you have used me to make money. We use each other. That's just the way it is. I just don't pretend. I don't have to smile in your face and act like we're cool, because we're not. Our relationship, as they say, is complicated, but then it's not. In this instance, and we've all heard this before in relationships and breakups, it's not you, it's me. No. In this instance, it ain't me. It's you. Well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.